Broadcasting live from the beautiful Gwinnett Convention Center in Duluth, Georgia, it's the Gwinnett Chamber Business Expo and Job Fair. Now, here are your Business Radio X hosts.
Good afternoon, everybody. Steve and Julian here with Gwinnett Business Radio, Business Radio X, broadcasting live, as we just heard, at the Gwinnett Arena. I am joined right now by Taylor Harris and Jennifer Kessler of Subaru of Gwinnett. Ladies, welcome.
Hello.
Hi.
Glad you guys are here. Tell me all about Subaru of Gwinnett.
There's so much to tell. I don't even know if we have time.
I'll stop you if it goes too long. So just dive right into it, and I'll start waving my hands if I want you to stop.
All right, so we're right down the street off Satellite Boulevard. We are currently going through construction to get bigger and better than we already are. So currently we're in trailers, but we've got a new facility we're hoping to be in by October 1st. Sell new cars, used cars, we service vehicles, we do everything for you. We also have an insurance agency, so I mean, no need to go anywhere else, really.
Just get in there, and then you'll never leave. Taylor, tell me what makes Subaru different from other car dealers. What makes the Subaru different from other cars?
It's personal. The people that work at our dealership are so inviting, and they're real people, and they want to sell cars and help you find the car that you're going to love. And I bought a Subaru
from them.
It's great.
Awesome. Now, Jennifer, I'm going to cheat a little bit because I've heard the answer to this question. I want you to do it again. Taylor mentioned that it's a great place to work. Talk about the people. Talk about what sets the people specifically at Subaru of Gwinnett apart from all other car dealers.
Yeah, so, I mean, I say it all the time, and I don't get tired of saying it. I think we're the anti-dealer. We like to do things not the way you would expect. Every time we finish a deal, people always say, wow, that was the best car buying experience I've ever had. That was easy. You know, we kind of joke about the whole Staples, that was easy button. But we just try to have fun with it. You know, we kind of eliminate all the stuff that people did in the 80s that gave the car business a bad name. I was born in the 80s. I certainly wasn't selling cars then. So we do things differently. We understand that people have lives and families and things they want to do rather than argue with a car guy about dollars. You know, it's just kind of stupid. So we just make it fun, you know, and it's about people, and it's a better way to do things.
And, you know, I wish all the time as I'm doing Gwinnett Business Radio and Business Radio X that we would get people who are passionate about their business. I mean, I'm not hearing any kind of passion or any kind of excitement from you guys
so much
at all about your job. So can you put into words, either of you or both of you, you know, what are some of the things that maybe somebody wouldn't think about that excites you about what you do? I mean, because I think some people listening would go, yeah, you sell cars. I mean, how is that exciting? Unless you're just a super car freak. But what excites you about getting to work at Subaru Gwinnett?
I mean, I would say cars don't excite me at all, if I was being honest. You know, but what excites me is having people who come in and, like, they have a family and they want to ride around something they know their kids are going to be safe in the backseat. And I can sleep at night knowing that the cars that we sell are safe and we're helping them out there. Or there's someone who's just had an accident and they're scared or they're nervous, and we can put their minds at ease by doing things like that. And the fact of the matter is everybody needs a car. But a lot of people dread having to buy one. And so if we can change their minds about the experience and make it fun and enjoyable, it becomes less of something I have to do. It's something that people like to do. And I'm passionate for how we do it, not what we do necessarily as far as, like, you know, put cars on the road. I joke, we're not curing cancer or anything. But, you know, if we can change something in that regard, make something that's typically painful not, then we're doing something good. And then people tell their friends, and it's just, you know, we save some headaches.
Now, if a car could cure cancer, that'd be really big news.
That'd be great. Taylor,
I'm going to ask you this because I believe you work with the digital marketing at Subaru Gwinnett, mm-hmm. and you drive a Subaru.
Yes.
Is Subaru one of the special things about it that people who buy one keep coming back and buy more? Is that?
Yes. That's been my experience. I started when I was 16 working at Subaru, and, like, people know what they want. They know they want a Subaru, and they come in, and that's what they end up getting. And I am so excited that I have my Subaru, and I love it, and I will continue to buy Subaru.
She's about to make her boyfriend buy one, too.
Yes, I am.
So, you guys have sat here and talked about your love of Subarus and love of working there and love of helping people. But also, one of the reasons you're on the air today is we're at the Gwinnett Biz Expo and Job Fair Talk a little bit about what you're doing over at the job fair.
Yeah. So, again, unlike most car dealers, we don't have a lot of turnover. You know, you buy your car from, you know, the store down the street, and the guy that sold you the car is not there when you come back for your first oil change, because turnover is so prevalent in this industry, but not at our store. It's not. We've got, you know, the average tenure at our store is 7 years. So it's not, that's not the reason we're hiring. We're hiring because we're expanding. We just opened 5 new service bays in our new facility at Subaru. And we're also looking for 2, maybe 3 salespeople. We're also expanding our internet department as far as handling leads and things like that. So it's just because we're growing. Subaru as a brand is on fire, and our store has experienced growth as well. So we are at the job fair. We do have numerous positions open, from, you know, kind of a hospitality standpoint to service to sales. So, I mean, there's a little bit of something for everyone over there.
So we've been talking with Taylor Harris and Jennifer Kessler with Subaru of Gwinnett. Ladies, how do we get in touch with Subaru of Gwinnett? Give us all the contact information.
You can go to the website, SubaruofGwinnett.com. And
you could also call us.
Yes.
678-475-3500. We're on Facebook. We've got a Twitter account. We're kind of everywhere.
And you can come to the location on Satellite Boulevard, right?
Yeah,
or you can come to the Biz Expo.
Yeah,
and,
connect with Business Radio X. We're on their site too.
There's still 3 hours left here, and you can connect on the website anytime. Ladies, thank you very much for your time today.
Thanks for having us.